TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Yeah, there was a YMCA, day camp, and I think they had an overnight camp aspect to it, but it was a day camp thing that was going on here in Georgia. And
Oh, yes. This has made national news, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they just fucked it all up.
Yeah, hundreds of kids and staff infected. Yeah, and they went back and they're like, oh, yeah, they said that they were going to suggest that the kids wear masks, and it turns out they weren't. It's like, yeah, no fucking shit.
Maybe they slightly suggested, like, wear masks.
Yeah.
Huh? What? Oh, nothing. What? Nothing.
And the wind whispers, mask.
The answer, my friend. Which is the way, I've confused myself now. Which was the one I kept frustrating Andy with? Was that one or was the other one?
No, it was...
Dust in the Wind?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we Which all now my kids frustrate in the
my
atmosphere?
Wife with.
Oh, speaking of Dust in the Wind...
Wait, no. Before we speak of Dust in the Wind...
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I think the existence of teeth kind of is a great argument against intelligent design. Because, like, here's a set of fragile bones to grind against other fragile bones to turn food into something that you can swallow.
I mean, he's going to have to go see it sooner or later.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, who doesn't love a lemon party?
The problem is he can't goat unsee it.
Yes, yes.
The stormtrooper type people have him trapped in an alley, and then he turns into a car. He turns
like
into
a cartoon from the 80s.
Yes! And when you hear this sound,
from the imagination of Michael Jackson comes a movie like no other.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I guess I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N TanCast.
Must be.
And all we are is COVID in the wind.
Hey, speaking of dust in the wind, I think Andy had something to say.
Persistent cough. Oh, sorry. That,
oh, man.
That I nailed it?
Yes, that you nailed
it. Yeah. The new Bill and Ted movie is inching closer and closer to release. And I am stoked about it.
Is it? I mean, is it getting that much closer?
It seems to be. Like, they're, I mean, sure. They're releasing more trailers, so that seems to be.
Cosmically.
Yes.
Well, didn't they say they're going to release it on VOD?
Did they? Yeah, they did.
Oh, I was not aware.
It's Tenet that's inching closer to yet another announcement that it will be delayed.
Yep.
Because they're like, okay, we're going to move it to September. I'm like, okay, so you're going to give us a delayed announcement in October. I mean, August.
I'm still looking forward to that movie. No matter when it comes out, I'm looking forward to it. But I was hoping to watch it sooner than later.
Yeah, I was hoping September 1st. Been on my second rewatch of Black Widow by now.
Is it still for September 1st? I thought I heard recently that everything just got kicked off of this year.
Well, sorry, I was still talking about Bill and Ted. I think Black Widow is still November, officially.
AMC was supposed to open back up this month, I think. No, I think they were supposed to open back up last month. I do not remember seeing anything about it.
Yep, Black Widow is still scheduled for November 6th.
Count on that shit happening.
Yep.
I found out we do not have to go back into the office for at least the rest of the year.
Sweet.
So I may go somewhere, like, out of the state.
Interesting.
Because I'm like, I don't have to work here. I mean, you know, doesn't really, I don't, you know, where I am doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we've spoken idly about doing something similar, but then we also remembered home is where the beer and TV is.
So this last week we did like an Airbnb in Pacifica on the beach, and I took my computer there, and so that I could just basically work from there. I only worked half days so that, you know, we could actually do vacation type stuff. But I was like, oh, not only was it, I was like, oh, this is sweet. I can just do the exact same thing here. Their internet was better than mine, so I probably got more done during that 4-hour shift than I normally do in my 8-hour shift.
You should start renting Airbnbs all over the place.
Or I should just fucking upgrade my internet.
Yeah.
You're upgrading your router. I don't know how old your router is. Might do a lot. Because, like, we had an older router, and it just kept dropping. Like, it would drop for a second, come back, and we just replaced that. And not only is it a little bit faster, it's just, like, connection is great. Like, that's...
I don't know if it was on your end or my end or what, but you said connection is eight.
I did burp a little bit.
Okay.
So that that's more your own internal wiring that caused that problem. Then. Yeah, we I've had a bunch of calls over the last year with people in South Africa, and the
diplomatic immunity.
I guess the country just generally like doesn't have enough bandwidth for like how developed it is. Like there's not enough bandwidth coming in. Mm-hmm. But like their office apparently was like badly undersupported. So when COVID hit and the South African people all started working from home, all of a sudden their calls got a lot crisper. I'm like, oh, well, maybe you guys should have abandoned your office earlier. You're going to get more shit done.
So I found out like if you go to Hawaii, you have to quarantine for 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so we could be stuck in Hawaii?
Yeah.
That seems like a good way to go. Why don't we do that?
Someone I work with found an Airbnb in Utah that has like, there's a pool with a slide. There's a indoor basketball court. There's inflatables with like, you know, a bounce castle. And then like one of those huge inflatables. It's like, you know, climb up a whole story and slide down. And like a bunch of like a big kind of park-like backyard with jungle gym equipment for kids and I guess drunk adults probably. And it sleeps like 16 people or something like that. I was like, I mean, I already have to get up for calls that start at 7 a.m. And if I was doing this from Utah, then I would have to be doing that at 5 a.m. if I was going to go there and try to get work done. Then again, I'd be done with work by like 2 a or 2 p.m. every day. So that wouldn't suck, but whew, I'm not a morning person. But there's a little voice in the back of my head that's like, you can find friends. You can get this done.
You don't have friends.
I don't have friends.
No. I was thinking of specifically going to my buddy Max's house. Friend of the show, Max.
Yes.
I was just listening to an episode with him on it.
In Wisconsin. I was like, you know what? I haven't seen him in a while. It'd be nice to see him. Like, I don't have to work here. I'm like, if I can stay indoors anywhere. So,
Why not live the sweet life in Wisconsin?
I mean, I don't know if it'll be better, but it'll be different for a month or so.
Suck up all that Wisconsin goodness.
The trick is, yo, man, all the cheese curds, you can snort.
All the cheese curds.
I'm sorry, guys. I hit rock bottom. Lost my job. So cheese curds, man. Cheese curds.
Yo, cheese curds, man. Cheese curds. Cheese curds, man.
I suck your dick for some cheese curds. No,
well, that's good.
You just
that's
have some
out.
In the refrigerator. I know, but I just want to suck your dick. You know, might as well get something out of it.
Yeah, but this is fun for both of us. Give me them dick curds.
Why do they taste cheesy?
Because we've been living in Wisconsin for too long.
Yeah, now I just have to check with work. They already put like a policy out that kind of seems like I could do it, but I guess I need to specifically have my manager ask the HR person.
That's really interesting. We just in general, like kind of nationally, they were having issues with like like people not having enough work to do. So they're like, some people are starting to get nervous about layoffs, even though the company is like, hey, you know, we're still really profitable, even if, you know, like not enough people like actually have shit to do. And there's also some people muttering about like, well, if they're not pulling their weight, why are we still paying them? It's like, shut the fuck up, stupid bitch. but what people figured out was like, there were areas of the country where like there was more work than the people there could do, or there was like, there was work there, like in the neighborhood, but like nobody near that work knew how to get that work done. So my company just like built up a small team to get better at like farming work out to different areas and different teams. So like now, and that's typically not how we operate, but yeah, they've just started. They're like, well, shit, like everyone's virtual anyway. Like nobody needs to, like nobody can meet face to face in the office anyways. So like, it doesn't really matter now if your team is all with you.
So there was enough work, it just wasn't getting to the right places.
Yeah, or at least there was enough potential work. Like we could make enough work if we could get the skills everywhere.
Gotcha.
Well, it's like, well, yeah, it's that's much easier to do if there's no expectation for, you know, like meeting face to face or anything. Then it's yeah. Yeah, so they built a little tiny team whose whole job it is to figure out like who doesn't have anything to do and something for them to do. It solved a lot of problems for us. Now we're a weird company anyways, so like the fact that we can like, you know, create and destroy teams like that, you know, sort of ad hoc as needed is just a weird part of how we do our business. So I don't think it's like particularly scalable, but it was neat to see, like, it's like, oh yeah, look, people being clever. I like that.
I've been thinking a lot about like, not a lot, but just like about, I'm like, well, yeah, do we need to go back to the office? Like, I do understand like the benefit of seeing people face to face, like random meetings, links to other things, but also it's just like it feels also like an antiquated idea of like, we need to all come into this physical building to do our work when we don't actually need to be here.
Yeah. So prior to this whole shit show, like for the last year, we'd worked out at least, well, the team that I was working with at the time, and I'm still mostly working with, we'd come up with a good policy, which was like every week we'd sort of coordinate which days people were going to go into the office, and we'd all go there, and, you know, we'd just check out a conference room for the whole day, or, you know, we'd go there and, you know, like grab, like we had like a lot of open space desks where it's just sort of like, you know, first come, first serve. Other people who were in the office every day had like, you know, some people had offices and some people had like, you know, cubicles or desks or whatever, like spaces that were theirs, but like everyone else who was just sort of like floating in and out of the office, you know, sort of as needed, can just sort of like carve out a spot for themselves. So we'd do that, but we'd only do it like twice a week. Sometimes we do it three times a week. Often twice a week became once. But it was valuable because we were doing a lot of stuff where it's like, it was super handy for two people to just be like, hey, you know what? We've got this problem. Let's just grab this whiteboard really quickly and start doodling on it. Well, everyone else is still in the same room, mostly still trying to get their work done, but like every once in a while, like a thought would come through from those two up on the whiteboard and someone else would jump up and be like, you know, hey, I have some knowledge that's salient right here, and be able to like just jump into that conversation and jump back out again. So yeah, like that people playing off of each other and people spitballing things and all that, it is so much easier when you're physically near each other, when you can hear each other, when you can see each other, when you can like, you know, write on the same surfaces or take the same notes or whatever. But yeah, the rest of the time it was like, it really actually helped us. So we'd get those sessions done and then we'd all be like, okay, now I know what I need to work on. And we'd go off and be much more siloed the other days in the week. You know, we'd reach out to each other. We'd hop on quick calls, you know, one-on-one or, you know, three together or whatever. It was less distracting. Like there was less shit going on. There was less just like random chatter in the office, less people coming in talking about the weekend or whatever. So like that, just a couple of days a week kind of mode turned out to work really well. And we're building out new office space and they're kind of building it for that now. Like originally they were building it with the expectation of like, hey, we got a shitload of people in Atlanta. We need room for a shitload of people in Atlanta. Now they're building it for, we need to let people come in from time to time, but we also need to know who was here and where, and we need to be able to, you know, sort of like not have people touch all the same surfaces every time they're in the office, or like everybody walking past each other or whatever. So like the office is being built out, not just for this pandemic, but I guess for like every flu season to follow, which is weird, but I guess we'll be healthier.
Well, maybe debatable.
Yeah. Well, and we'll commute less, but yeah. It'll be, you're right. It's going to be an interesting change, even in my company, which is already like super weird and mobile and remote. And yeah, like my company already had a real focus on like, what did you get done, as opposed to where was your ass in a chair, a specific chair where somebody could walk by and do a head count between the hours of 8 and 5. So like it fits, I think, maybe better within, it'll be less of a shift in our culture. How about that?
Okay. Like,
to be seen.
So how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week?
Yeah, you don't get to say it to the jingle play.
Bleak, bleak.
We'll find out bleak. On our very next segment.
Bleak.
How's your motherfucking week?
I still swear to God, I think that Tim was rhyming week and week, and he's just trying to cover now.
Oh, you want me to play it again?
What made you do all old-timey, Tim?
Was that... I think I just had heard that da 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 recently.
Gotcha.
Like when we were making that jingle.
That would do it. I mean, it's good. It fits. How was my week? Well, I'd known with changing jobs and getting busy, like changing positions at my old company before I left, I'd known that it'd been a while that I'd kept pushing going to the dentist off. But I had a part of a very old filling pop out like 2 weeks ago, I think. So I made an appointment to go to the dentist, and they're like, so what other dentists have you been going to? I'm like, none. I only go to you guys. I know it's been a little while. They go, oh. Well, because we haven't seen you in 5 years. I was like, 5 years, you say?
That is a while.
That's been a while. And they took a look at my mouth. They're like, oh, like, do you seem like you're doing a pretty like decent job? I'm like, for not having been here in 5 years for a cleaning or anything? Yeah. So they took some x-rays and like, oh, hey, like here's a cavity. And then they like, showed me a picture. I'm like, oh, that's not a little cavity. Like, yeah, you know, it's good that we caught it now, because, you know, if we left it for too much longer, like you wouldn't want to leave this for another couple of months. You know, we definitely want to we definitely want to fix it. I'm like, okay, so like, yeah, just going to drill out that whole section of the tooth right there and then like patch it up. They're like, well, since it's on the side of the tooth, it's, you know, if it was on like the bite surface, we can do a filling, but since it's on the side, since it was between the teeth, it's like, well, like, we think that, like, you know, maybe like food was getting trapped there more because you've got a crown right next to it, and it was probably harder to floss. I was like, well, yeah, I knew that was an issue for a while. I didn't realize it stopped being an issue because my tooth was literally rotting away from the problem area. Like, yeah, well, we're gonna have to put another crown in there, so you'll have two crowns right next to each other. I'm like, oh. Cool.
It's Crown Town in Eddie's mouth.
It is, yeah.
It's Crown Town.
I got the king and queen just sitting right next to each other. Yeah.
Checkmate, yeah, so, teeth.
So I
checkmate, teeth.
Yep,
you
yep.
Lose.
So they fixed my filling, and then I made an appointment to go in and get the tooth, like, get the cavity removed and get the tooth, like, basically taken down to a nub to get the crown put on top of it.
Did he ask you if you're retiring soon?
Did I already tell this part on Tancast?
No, you told the part. Well, the part about how he said you probably had the crown for like 20 years or something.
No, he said, yeah, this is from a crown you've had for 30, 40 years. I'm like, yeah. I haven't had the tooth for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Same dentist. Yeah, so... For the week in between getting the cavity filled and getting the crown thing, I became super like hyper aware of like any tiny bit of discomfort there. And I had no idea if it was because of the filling I just had changed, or if it was because like the cavity was like approaching the root, and they were like, well, you know, if it gets to the root, then we have to do a root canal, and it's a lot more expensive and it's a lot more painful and it's much more invasive. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Please no.
So like there were several days last week where like I'd feel like a little tiny twinge in my jaw. I'm like, I got to go to the dentist right now. Move it up. But I was able to wait. I went in on Tuesday. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to start, you know, braiding down the tooth. I'm like, we have headphones if you want. I'm like, I brought my own headphones because I knew I didn't want to listen to this.
I mean, yeah. How can you not hear it? Like, hey, well, I feel like,
yeah,
there's a drill in your mouth.
Yeah. And the dude starts up the drill, and it was one of those compressed air powered ones. So when, like, he was just firing it up. So it does you know, it sounds like a torque wrench, like putting on tires, but smaller. And he did the woof, woof. I was like, nah, that's a, I'm like, that, just that noise is fraught. He's like, yeah, I know. I keep telling the practice, like, we need to, they've got electrical ones that we need to go to. And he's like, they're much less off putting. I'm like, yeah, but still, when you put that in your mouth and like you're chunking away at the tooth, whatever noise it is making is still going to conduct right along that jawline, right into their ear. I'm like, that bone on bone conduction, they're going to hear it. They're not. It's just going to be quieter. Like when you rev it up, it'll be more like nee nee when you rev it. But when you put it in there and it's like that noise is still going to go right into their ears.
Andy, yeah. I've had two root canals. Mm. They are not as bad as they make them out to be.
Okay. Well,
I hope you don't have to get one, but I'm just saying, like, they numb you up. So it's like, you don't feel anything. Well, I mean, you feel them like drilling into your tooth and like clearing it out.
Yeah. Well, I could, I mean, they numbed me up pretty good, but I could still feel like I'd get those little like shocks, like where the nerve was still able to like yell past the local anesthetic.
Mm.
But, you know, it was like, it was barely anything. And it was like, just like for a passing moment. So like, you know, I didn't, when they had been actually doing the filling, they, I guess, hadn't knocked it out enough in the area, or I guess I just have extra nerves in that part of my jaw or some shit. So they gave me an extra, shot about halfway through. Cause like I was starting to feel some shit. And I guess it was too close to the nerve, pulp anyways. But, yeah, it took hours for me to be able to feel like I was talking normal after that, just because they pumped so much of that shit in there. But yeah, yeah, I could definitely, I could feel like, I could feel the rattling and I could feel the buzzing and everything. So I put on some, I'd put on classical music, and then I was like, this is too calm and this is too quiet. And this is, I was thinking like, oh, it'll be relaxing. And then I was like, nah, fuck that. And I very quickly put on Metallica. I was like,
Enter Sandman.
I was like, yeah, loud as you can go. Musha-rang-da-ma-do-da-ma-da. And I guess they could hear it over the drill at one point. So I goes, well, you definitely have better taste in music than we put on for our clients. Like, all right, thank you for saying that.
I went and got my tooth fixed. Well, I got a temporary crown. For good my chipped tooth. And I got to, like, one thing I got to appreciate about my dentist's office, I didn't realize it. He has a window, a big, like, picture window that looks into trees. I'm like, yeah, if you're going to get shit worked on, at least I'm looking at this. Like,
yeah.
Like, come on, this is nice. Some trees, very relaxing.
Yep. I had an old dentist, I think this was back in Stockton, but the dude had, so it was like, there wasn't a lot of property left, like property room left on the side of the building. But what there was, they built like a bamboo garden, and like, you know, bamboo grows in really, really dense. So they just had like huge windows, like floor to ceiling windows put in on that side. So yeah, you're just looking straight out at like, it's like pebbles, 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 bamboo, and like little shrubs and whatever in front of the bamboo. So like they took what could have been nothing and turned it into, yeah, like a really like calming natural green thing for you to stare at while they're getting into your head. My new dentist, because they also realized that view goes away as soon as you're lying on your back so they can work on your teeth, they mounted TVs to the ceiling.
Wow.
So they put like, you know, something inoffensive like HGTV or whatever with like people renovating houses and shit, you know, something that's not going to upset anyone's, you know, sensibilities or tastes or whatever. Something that everyone finds like, you know, fairly like, okay, this is something I can stare at.
My grandfather was killed by a contractor.
That was a hitman, Billy, a hitman. It's a different kind of contract. We keep explaining that, Billy. Jeez.
I had a dentist who had a office like on the kind of like on a busy street, and so the window just opened up to this street. You're mm-hmm. like, well, those are people driving by. I guess it's better than just looking at the walls or like a kitten poster that says "Hang in there."
What's out, dentist window?
Although people would sometimes walk by and look in the window, like, look at that guy. I'm like, yeah, yeah, look at me, floss. That's all I'll tell you.
So it's ground floor.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, that's kind of awkward.
Oh.
Yep.
Tim, you should have worn a skirt to the dentist's office.
Did they? Oh, man. I wish I could have been there. I would have, like, brought some popcorn. Just stand for the window, just like.
Oh, yeah.
But you missed cool. the spot.
You know I can't eat popcorn after this.
Yeah. Speaking of popcorn, man, I don't know if it's something with advancing age or just the fact that I haven't been to the dentist in 5 fucking years, but I've noticed, like, the little, like, the hulls on the outside of the kernel that get stuck in, those, like, go, those just jam themselves into my gums now. Like, they go in there and they don't want to come out.
That's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Gotta water pick them shits. Yeah, so my solution is I don't eat popcorn anymore. Okay, you're not worth the gum discomfort. Yeah. I think the existence of teeth kind of is a great argument against intelligent design. Because, like, here's a set of fragile bones to grind against other fragile bones to turn food into something that you can swallow. Oh, so a bunch of animals, like, when they wear down, other ones come out. Or they're rootless, so they just grow and grind against each other constantly. Do humans do any of those things? No. They just eventually grind away, and then
we create this career where other people can take care of the teeth that you didn't take care of and get lots of money for it.
Well,
and they charge you lots of money.
Care of them, you will wear them down eventually, and
But then, when you're old, you get really fake looking ones that look like they're brand spanking new, and you're fooling nobody.
Yep, they're all the same size.
I mean, I think that's one. If you know, I'm not probably gonna have children. But if I ever have children, that's one thing I'm like, you know what? Take care of your body, but also take care of your fucking teeth. It will save you so much money in the long run. Let me tell you. So much money and pain.
Yeah. Don't forget pain bucks. Those are the things you're going to spend the most on your teeth.
Yep. Yeah. My son was constantly trying to like
my son.
My son. My kid. Who kicks his feet. He's constantly taking like Legos apart with his teeth, or like he'll take a paper clip and straighten it out just to use it as like a reinforcement for some little craft he's making. But he'll just like sit there and like chew on the end of the paper clip for a while. I'm like, stop fucking chewing on metal. This is bad. Like, I know I'm talking to you, but part of me is like reaching back through time and trying to shout at myself. Take care of them shits.
Also, I got to pay for them.
That too. But then later you do. I'm looking out for you.
Your my son joke to made me think. So I've been saying that up dog joke a lot in my house. To the point where like now when my roommates find it funny, they first didn't find it funny. He's like, now I just find it funny because you find it so funny.
It's like that Family Guy bit where he's running and running and running and running, and then the right outside his house, he trips and skins his knee. And it's like just 5 minutes of him going, and it's like, that's funny. Okay, this isn't funny anymore. Okay, now this is hilarious.
Whew. Agree to disagree.
Have you seen that bit, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, okay, what are we doing? Why are we still doing it? it didn't get to hilarious. It got to the minor, that's funny how long this is taking. But like, if that episode ever comes on again, I'm like, nope.
Isn't there some joke that you find really funny, the fact that it goes on so long, Tim?
Probably.
But it's only jokes that Tim tells.
No, there was a joke. There's some joke. I can't remember what it is now. Whoa, you okay there, Wheezy?
Tanel didn't know who Muttley was.
Who what?
Muttley was.
Do I know? Oh, yes.
Man, I can't even do the Wheezy laugh.
He was Hanna-Barbera, right?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, but Tim saying Muttley made me think of Wilford Brimley. R.I.P.
Okay.
I mean, maybe
something illogical about that.
I don't know. I guess.
But yeah, he died.
Yeah. Muttley, Brimley, I guess my brain connects those two. It's because my son
I guess they do die.
My son has a stuffed Scotty dog that we call Woofy Brimley. That's what it is. There's the connection. Dog, Wilford Brimley. Yes.
Yeah, did you miss that?
Yes.
I just said, I guess they do die.
Oh, yes, they do. Cocoon was never die.
You never go old.
And you never die.
Diabetes. I wonder how he feels like that's how it's going to be known. Just some good movies, you know. Told you, your oatmeal. Diabetes.
Diabetes. New York's Diabetes Hottest Club is oops.
Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes.
Help me, diabetes.
And the password is diabetes. Oh. Oh, okay. So this actually did come up. This is why it's right on my head. When my wife and I were talking about that, my son was like, wait, Wolfie Brimley?
Whoa.
There it is. Whoa. Caitlin and I were talking about it. And,
Caitlin!
Are you done?
Why'd you leave?
Are you done?
Oh, why?
Are you done?
Oh, my love was so strong.
Andy's over this reaction. Are you done? Hey, are you done?
Yeah. I guess, Tim, we found my skinning the knee. It was this. It just happened. I'm going to skip this episode next time it comes on. Anyways, yes, we were talking about that, and Drew thought that we were talking about something about Wolfie Brimley. And... and he said, oh, yeah, because he has diabetes, too, because that's how he knows the term now, because we're bad parents. And then he said something about, like, Caitlin said that we told him that he should name it that. But then he got a little goat that also had, like, a little, like, mustache-looking thing on the front of it, so he named it Goatsy Brimley. And my wife laughed and laughed and laughed because Goatsy, the shock image. So Drew brought that up again, and Caitlin starts giggling, and I'm just trying to move on so he doesn't focus on it. And she goes, you see, Drew, that's funny for your father and I for reasons that you won't know for several more years. I'm like, okay, that's enough. And then she like keeps on going on about it. I'm like, that's enough. And I'm like, I'm texting her, and I'm like, Google fucking exists. Would you fucking drop it? So I think that if we don't get Drew to forget about shit, and he doesn't forget about any other shit that we want him to forget, but he does forget everything we want him to do, will he clean his room or whatever. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to explain to my son why a dude was opening his butthole on the internet pretty soon, thanks to Caitlin. So,
he's going to have to go see it sooner or later.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, who doesn't love a lemon party?
The problem is he can't go unsee it.
Yes. What's some goat seeing it? You can't goat unsee it.
He's gonna ask you, why do they only have one cup, Andy?
Yep. No, you know who doesn't like a lemon party, though? Tub girl.
Fuck. We haven't had one of those in a while, have we?
Noah, we have COVID.
I'm like, we have reality now.
We have COVID and 4 years of Donald Trump. Like, this is... It's been enough.
It's all the tricking we need.
Yes. Yeah. You want a shock website? It's called CNN.com.
I'm going to start something.
All right.
see if I can put a bottle up my ass.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Dig it out. Oh, that was horrendous.
Oh. I saw one where someone had put animated eyes on the butt cheeks.
Oh yeah, we talked about this on the show way back in the day.
I mean, animated eyes always makes it funny.
It does. It really does. I mean, it was still horrible, but
it was like when that dryer that someone or that washing machine that someone throws a brick in.
Yeah.
And someone put
googly eyes on it.
Yeah.
That does always. I mean, not gonna lie, like watching that dryer like try to come apart at the seams when that happened was already like, whoa, this is a hell of a thing that's happening. But yes, everything's better with googly eyes.
And I think we just named the episode. So
my dog died, but just put some googly eyes on it. It was cool. It was
Oh, I don't remember what hole I fell into, but I'd said something to Caitlin about like occasionally when the lottery gets big enough and we actually buy, you know, like a couple of lotto tickets just to be able to dream, that I'll look at like what are really expensive houses in Atlanta look like, you know, just to dream, just to wish for a moment. So having said that, I looked up like, you know, what was the most expensive house near me or something. As I'm flipping through pictures of this gorgeous estate, there's a picture with the people's golden retriever just sitting there. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, they're taking pictures of like the house, but like their dog's still there. There's another picture from an opposite angle where it's like clearly the camera had to like be picked up and set up, and the dog hasn't moved an inch. And I realize that's a dead dog. These rich people have a dead dog in their dining room with toy bones in front of it, like it's just about to grab them at any time. But that dog doesn't move, and they didn't think to remove the dead dog when they were taking pictures to sell their house.
Andy, if you're cold, they're cold. Bring them inside. Circling back to googly eyes, oh, we were having sex, but then I put googly eyes on her titties, and it was even better.
I mean, I've seen those too. People have done that. Hey guys,
I got the COVID and I just put googly eyes on it. It was okay.
Guys, speaking of googly eyes, make everything better. Check your phones.
Oh dear.
Oh, no, I think I'm frightened now. I take it back. Abort, abort.
Take it back. Do, 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 take it back. Oh. Is that true? Oh,
it is.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke about like, parents dying googly eyes, but I'm like, no, I feel like way too many parents have died recently.
Yep. Yeah, so just for arts and craft purposes, Drew has a big bag of googly eyes of multiple shapes and sizes. So occasionally he'll just walk away and come back wearing the two biggest googly eyes from the bag. And that day he came back and was like shaking his head around. So I was like, hang on, I'm going to get pictures.
Should have boomeranged that shit.
No.
That's what you should have
too
done.
Old. Should I have? Okay.
Yes. We were out walking in our, well, not technically our neighborhood. There's a gated community that explicitly says, you can't come in here, but we go in there anyway.
Oh, that's the rich place you told me about?
Yep, that's where we do our trick-or-treating. Probably not this year. I don't know how that's going to work. Anyway, there's this one tree that just randomly has these gigantic dinner plate-sized googly eyes on it.
That is awesome.
They can't really keep people out, can they?
I mean, it's like a private, like there's a gate to get in. It's like a, you know, like a gated community. But for some reason, this one entrance is just open all the time. But it just says no trespassing, and everybody reads that sign and walks right past it.
Yeah, the laws can differ in different areas. In some places, it's like officially, even if the community still owns the road and like has the legal right to put a gate in front of it, it's still like if you're in, you're not trespassing. So like if the gate's open or whatever, that the road and sidewalk is still considered to be like community passageway or whatever. So it's like an easement. It's like an automatic easement. But in other places, the communities are actually allowed to own the street and the sidewalks and decide like who gets to be there. So what I'm really saying is, Tim, I don't know.
Well, we play it cool when we're there.
We're not black.
Look, I brought a white woman.
Yeah,
it's all right.
She'll call your manager. How you like that?
Yeah.
She'll call the cops on you. How you feel?
Have you seen that one? It's a picture of this black guy standing outside white centric places with a phone, like, and saying, oh, damn it, I don't have a single specific example, which sucks. But, like, it's like, oh,
cool story, bro.
Yeah, really. It's weak.
Is he calling the cops on them or something?
Yeah, but on, like, them doing, like, white stuff.
Okay. They're eating wine and cheese. I'm calling the cops.
Kind of. But there's so many better examples. Let me see if I can.
They're selling Girl Scout cookies. Call the cops.
They're kissing the dog in the mouth. Call the cops.
Yes! That's one of them. I'm almost certain of it.
Oh, man. What I love is, like, there is some shit like that that is definitively white people shit. Where even I look at it and I'm like, that's some white people shit. But if you say that that's white people shit, Reddit's anti-racism police will be like, you're the real racist?
Yeah.
No, that's white people shit, and also I'm white.
I mean, you know, I don't know percentages, but a lot of fucking black people like fried chicken. It's true.
Yeah, you know who else likes fried chicken? White people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not just black people, but I'm just saying, like, fried chicken's delicious.
Yeah.
It's ain't something wrong with me, something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what else is delicious? Hot sauce.
Eh. Whew. While I was editing the last episode, I just wanted some snacks or something to snack on, and the only thing we had was extra hot flaming Cheetos.
Mm.
I was like, this has burned a hole in my soul.
So you love them?
No.
You ate more? Like, you're like,
I had to drink milk and water and eat some marshmallows. I'm like, anything I want.
Wow. I do not think you would make it very far on hot ones, Tim.
No. Just rewatching the Key and Peele one the other day. I love that shit.
From the imagination of Michael Jackson comes a movie like no other.
I think you'd be like, you eat the first one, like, I'm out.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Damn it, black guy calling the cops is not coming up with anything.
I don't know if I mentioned this. There's a place in Oakland, which is near San Francisco, for those who aren't here. But it's called World Famous Hot Boys, and they make hot chicken sandwiches. And they have, like, multiple levels. And, like, I went there once. I think I told this part, but, like, I tried hot. And hot is, like, ridiculously, like, why? This is way too much. I couldn't even finish it. Then I tried medium, which is, like, right below hot. And it just tasted like, to me, it tasted like the Jack in the Box spicy chicken sandwich. I'm like, there's some spice there, but not really. So you can get this other version that's like a little bit of both. You get like a little bit of medium and a little bit of the hot. And so it's just on the edge of my tolerance of like, this is not enjoyable. So during the quarantine, me and my roommates got it. And I was like, oh, you should get medium plus because like, you know, medium's not really spicy. And like, I didn't think my level of tolerance was that high, but like everyone was just like, oh, yeah, this is too much. I'm not loving this. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, I think I would even get one level below medium, which is the one I thought was not even spicy. I'm like, oh, I guess maybe my tolerance is more than I thought it was.
I go back and forth, and as a white dude, like, clear.
White.
Yeah. Then white. Again, you know,
cool,
like,
white.
My parents lived in Colombia for a while. My mom came back like cooking, like they developed a taste for spicier food than they had been raised with, you know, like not everything all boiled. Actually, no, I take that back. You know, my grandmother did a good job like with seasoning food and everything. So like there was like, you know, she cooked with garlic and she cooked with peppers and black pepper and whatever. But my mom came back like, you know, chili powder and, you know, like some real, like, honest to God heat on stuff and like some, you know, like spicy spices. So I did grow up eating, you know, at least a little bit of that next to the boiled potatoes and the sausage made of lips and assholes for my actual cultural background. But yeah, I'll go to places and they'll be like, well, how spicy do you want? I'm like, how white do you think I am? Because I definitely want it spicier than you think I want it. But I also probably want it less spicy than is like legit. But I don't know. I don't know what's legit. I don't know. Sometimes where I've been like, yeah, I'll take it medium. They're like, we told him it was medium. Let's watch the white boy turn pink. I don't know. I get the feeling though that like, you know, they want me to come back. So that it probably is like some places is just like, oh yeah, medium Hunan is like, this is going to burn your asshole on the way out.
You know, as you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not, I want a nice seared asshole.
Seared it on both sides.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that sting.
Doop, 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 ouch.
Perfect. Thank you. yeah, but the Thai food place, I know I've talked about it like at least on a couple of Tancast episodes, but I cannot understate. No, I can't overstate. That's it. I can't overstate how happy my wife and I are that we found a Thai place and how much we regret that this place has actually existed for a couple of years. And we only just discovered it since the coronavirus outbreak. But it is phenomenal. And phenomenal. Phenomenal.
We have fun.
Oh, sorry. The curry from there, like I was eating it last night. And I'm like, this is like the perfect amount of sweet and spicy and flavors. And I am just so happy. So I was just sitting there afterwards, like I was feeling a little tingly, like all my skin felt a little prickly, like,
and oh yeah, there's all
my
bits.
There's all my pores opening up. Yes. My lady bits were gushing. Tim, don't name the episode that. I just made myself a little unhappy. Anyways, yeah. So I was sitting there like in the afterglow of like this wonderfully hot, but like just enough hot for me, a white person, curry. And again, I was a little sad. I was like, we could have been having this for years. So much time wasted. It's a stupid thing, but it's 2020. It's years full of stupid things.
For real.
For real, yo. I started watching Umbrella Academy 2.
Quit season bragging. 2.
Nice.
Either of you watched season 1?
Yes.
I have not.
Did you like it, Andy? I forget.
I did.
I don't know if the second season is as good, but it's still good. And they still use music like really well.
Good. It's good to know. We are within just a couple of episodes of finishing up Chuck. So once we do that, we're going to do Umbrella Academy.
So I've been having a virtual movie night with friends, and there's different apps now that, a couple things. There's different apps now that let you sync what you're watching. Like Amazon Prime just has it built in now, and there's like apps you can download for Chrome. So we've started watching this series. It starts with two-headed shark, then goes to three-headed shark. Oh no, sorry. Two-headed shark attack, three-headed shark attack. Then it jumps to five-headed shark attack. They skip four. One of the heads is on the tail of the shark. And then six-headed shark attack. Let me read you. Let me find it. Oh, fuck. Wait, hold on. Let me go to this chat. The taglines are pretty awesome. Here we go. Okay, so five-headed shark attack. Five-headed shark attack. You can't survive the five. Six-headed shark attack. Don't mix with the six. They are bad. One of them has Jerry O'Connell's brother in it. And I'm like, I didn't know he had a brother. So I was like, that guy looks like a poor man's Jerry O'Connell. And it is.
He is.
Yeah, he's the one who took over for him in Sliders, right?
Well, they like two or three seasons in, they added him to the cast. Then they wrote Jerry O'Connell out and replaced him with another person who was like an alternate version of him, but didn't look like him anymore. But the brother was still on it.
So yeah, if you're looking for bad shark movies, they got you.
thank goodness.
I mean, oh. Sharknado already existed. Do they need to be making these?
Speaking of bad movies.
Yeah.
No one may have seen this on Facebook, but I showed my kids Michael Jackson's Moonwalker last night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I loved that as a kid, obviously, because I already had connection to the main actor. But I'm like, wow, it takes a long time for the, quotation fingers, plot to get started. And once it does, it is bonkers.
In a good way?
No. I mean, not on purpose in a good way. It's, you know, in a good, bad way. Also, my kids have a phobia of spiders, and there's spiders all up in the all up in that movie.
Mm.
But like, so like, it starts with a performance of Man in the Mirror. Then
wait,
it's
is that
like
the one
this,
that just it like makes no sense plot wise?
I mean, yes.
Like it just jumps all over. It's like the kind of feature length movie that just jumps all over the place, right?
No. Like there's just a lot of filler in between the like, because like the main, it's like the Smooth Criminal video is like the main crux of it, and then that's bookended by how they got to that point and where they go from that point onward. But yes, it makes none of it makes any sense.
That's the one with he stands with the animated rabbit at one point.
So that, yes. So that's the so. All right, let me go back to it.
I mean, I've seen it's been a while, but. I still remember just be jumping all over the place.
It's only $2 to rent on Amazon. Worth your $2. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, so then it goes to like this retrospective of his career up, you know, from like Jackson 5 to the Bad album at that point. And, you know, just like it's just clips of him singing and dancing and whatnot. And my favorite is like when they get to We Are the World, most of the shots are of him. I'm like, there was a lot of other people in the song. Why are you acting like you're the one who sang it? at one point, my wife turns to me, do you think he had an ego problem? I'm like, you think? She didn't say an ego problem, but something like that.
A little bit.
And so then it finally gets to the Bad video. But then as the Bad video starts, like, you know, everybody jumps out from the sides and Michael Jackson is standing there. And then the camera turns to like the back of his shoes in both the real video and this, and then pans up to his face. But when they pan up, it's now a little kid, and everybody's been replaced by little kids, and so they just do the Bad video with little kids.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then as they're walking away from that, they walk through some smoke, and then he comes back out as Michael Jackson again. And then there's a bunch of people on this. He's in the middle of a studio, like a Universal Studios backlot type of thing. And there's all these people who want to take his picture, so he runs away from them and then grabs a costume that turns into the costume of like a claymation bunny. And now it keeps alternating between live action people in gigantic mascot suits and claymation. And then that leads into a music video for a song called Speed Demon that nobody has heard of. And he's like trying to get away from all these people taking his picture as this rabbit. And then he finally gets away from them all, takes off the rabbit costume, starts to walk away. The rabbit costume comes to life and then they have a dance off. And then you're thinking, okay, now they're going to start the plot. Nope, it's the Leave Me Alone video for some reason. Just plopped in there. Now they start the plot. Michael Jackson comes out of his apartment. There's three kids looking on, and all of a sudden a bunch of dudes show up and just start shooting the shit out of Michael Jackson's apartment. Like, rah, rah, rah. You're like, what is going on? Then they flash back to him and the three kids playing together on what is clearly Neverland Ranch. And then the dog grabs something and goes somewhere he's not supposed to, and they go to follow it. And then Joe Pesci is there. Yes, that Joe Pesci. And he is scheming about how he's going to get everybody in the United States addicted to drugs. And then at one point, the little girl gets scared of a spider and they realize that they're there. And now they're hunting him down. Flashback to, cut back to the the shooting out of Michael Jackson's apartment, and it turns out they only shot his jacket. He somehow ran away. So then it's an interminably long scene of him running away from these stormtrooper people. And the kids have also run to this little club that looks abandoned, like it's been gone, like it's been, you know, and no one's seen it for years. It's all dusty. They're like, oh, well, this must not be the right place. They go outside, and all of a sudden, Michael Jackson shows up. I think before this, they have him trapped. Yes, they have the stormtrooper type people have him trapped in an alley, and then he turns into a car. He turns
into
a
cartoon from the 80s.
Yes, almost exactly, except you see it in silhouette instead of, because they had to save their budget for the end of the movie. Yeah. Anyway, he turns into a car and then he gets away from them, and now he's driven over to the club and he turns back into himself, and then he goes into that club that they saw was abandoned, and now it's the Smooth Criminal video. He comes out, and during the Smooth Criminal video, the kids were outside watching it. One of those stormtrooper people grabbed the little blonde girl, and so now they have to go find him. So now Joe Pesci and all the stormtrooper people are surrounded Michael Jackson, and Joe Pesci keeps beating the crap out of this little girl. I'm like, this is violent.
Michael Jackson didn't like little girls. We all know that.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So then Michael Jackson gets super angry and then turns into a robot and destroys most of the stormtrooper people, but that
which is what the video game was kind of based off of.
Oh yeah, that's 100% what the video game was based off of. So then being a robot isn't quite enough, so now he turns into a spaceship, but then Joe Pesci climbs into some gigantic laser thing and shoots the spaceship, and they think, oh no, it's over, and then the spaceship somehow comes back out and shoots Joe Pesci, and he blows up, and then he flies off, and the kids are sad, like, oh, Michael's gone, and then there's, oh, they're sad that Michael's gone. And then Michael comes back. And then he performs Come Together by the Beatles. End of movie.
So Moonwalker is just really just that little part where Joe Pesci.
It's the whole thing.
Well, right. But like, the game is only focused on that part. But it seems like he throws a bunch of other random shit in.
It's almost as though they needed to pad that runtime.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, and then the credits... You thought I was done. I'll never be done. The credits has behind the scenes footage of them filming mostly Smooth Criminal, and it's over these this group of guys singing this song that I believe is called "The Moon Is Walking."
From the imagination of Michael Jackson comes a movie like no other.
Or the moon is, I don't know. But it alternates between African and English, and it's like, hey, and I'm like, what is going on right now? And then all of a sudden they switch to English. He's like, moon is dancing, come and see. I'm like, is that why they picked this song? I feel like you could have picked, I don't know, one of Michael Jackson's songs. I mean, I know we've heard a lot of them over the last hour.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
That would have been hilarious.
When I step forward, yet I move back.
And I was like, I don't think there's a scene at the end of this one, guys. We can go brush our teeth. I don't think Samuel L. Jackson asked him to become part of the Avengers. Although,
what did your kids think of it?
They liked certain parts of it.
Okay.
Basically, I liked it because James is super into these Disney Channel movies where, like, there's a lot of dancing. Like, they're like little musicals, and they have like little dance breaks where everybody kind of gets in that 80s music video dance formation and everybody starts dancing. I'm like, well, I mean, this is one of those. And I'm like, I had forgotten a lot of this. I apparently used to fast forward this a lot when I watched it.
Oh, so you also had the parts you liked as well. You're like, nope, that's not good. Moving along.
Yeah. Well, like, there's a breakdown in the Smooth Criminal video where, like, he goes, pow, and a window breaks, and all of a sudden it's just bathed in blue light, and everybody's just, like, going, just sort of, like, standing there and kind of crying out, like, ah, ah! I'm like, what? What's happening right now?
Why are we screaming?
Why are we taking 5 minutes on this?
So this is what, maybe you can throw it in the bin, but this is what, it, nostalgia goggles?
Hello? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were sending us a link. I'm like, what?
No, we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, that is definitely a nostalgia goggles.
Oh, yeah.
because I was like, oh, the kids will love this. I'm like, wait, this is nonsensical. And it takes a really long time to get to the point.
So I didn't have to go back and watch it, but I also had my own moment of nostalgia goggles. I mentioned something about G.I. Joe and then like flashed back to to episodes of it. And I said something to you. I'm like, holy shit. Like that really was, those were just half hour commercials with commercials in between. And I was thinking about like the only episode that I couldn't say that about was the one that like, I still remember the best. Do you guys remember the one where the Viper is coming?
Viper was coming to Viper windows?
Yes, he's going to
Viper window.
Yes.
The only reason I remember that is because we talked about it on Tancast years ago.
Yes, we did.
That was a good episode. And they're like, who are the Vipers? Well, we need to figure out who they are.
Yep.
I remember where Cold Slither, you'll be joining us soon. A band of Vipers playing our tune.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess what other episode we talked about on that same episode of Tancast?
Probably that one.
To the point where I was confused and I thought the Viper was also singing that song. And you're like, no. Tim, let me straighten you out. Good time.
Yeah, probably not as good as we thought it was, but yeah, that's all right.
Well, when Netflix was a relatively new thing, at least for me, I was like, oh, they have Transformers on here? I'll watch Transformers. I was like, oh, this is shit. I owe Michael Bay an apology.
His source material was so much worse.
I mean, I haven't watched it in a long time, but I remember really enjoying the G.I. Joe movie. And it was like, it had a little bit more of an edge to it than like the regular ones. Like, yep. Cobra Commander turned into an actual snake, and he's like, was a man.
Oh my God.
Was once a man. Or the once a man.
Was a man.
I mean, I can't be certain this was all the same episode, but I remember you talking about that too.
Yeah. But then there's like, it's Cobra is the end result of an ancient cult based on these aliens. And like one of them's a dude who's like inside a meteorite, but then like he cracks it open and he's got like a snake lower half of his body. And it's how, what?
So is that like where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got the idea?
Maybe.
When they decided Hydra was just an alien worshiping cult?
Yep. Maybe. A little bit. Although, actually, that may be from the comic, because Hive is from the comics.
Oh, wow.
I think. I know Lash is definitely from the comics. I'm pretty sure Hive was.
Are you caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I think I'm one episode behind, maybe two.
Okay. I'm definitely two. I'm like, oh, but it's just so enjoyably bonkers this season.
It is!
When they hit that 80s, like dude, it was basically...
The like openings being like period specific,
yep,
is fun as fuck.
I've never even seen it, but like they did a kind of a parody of Chopping Mall.
Yep.
Wait, what?
It's like, you know what Chopping Mall is, right?
Yeah, it's like the mall where the robots go crazy and kill people.
Yep.
They've got crazy robots killing people, and like in crazy over the top like 80s. Crappy gore effects.
Yeah.
This is on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
Yep.
No, so it wasn't just Chopping Mall. Like, there was homages in there to Short Circuit. There's a bit of Max Headroom.
Yep.
Yeah, like the major, I'd say, like, Chopping Mall was definitely, like, the meat of it. But, yeah, there's, like, all these other little bits of 80s, like, tacular flavor sprinkled around. I'm sure a thousand other things I didn't get or remember, but, yeah.
Is that, like, can you just watch the episode and enjoy it, like, on its own?
I mean, you won't know, you won't get what's going on, but it's like, yeah, if you accept that there's time travel and a MacGuffin, then yeah, you can probably just.
Yeah.
Like, if you just accept that there's shit going on that you don't know who these people are.
But given that it's quarantine and you're probably looking for ways to fill your hours, I would say this, if you just start with this season, there's, you would probably enjoy, like it is, like the whole season's just been crazy fun.
You're going to have a lot of questions about Deke, though, because like it's going to seem real weird unless you understand. And, like, someone should explain the characters to you before you start watching this season. But it's a pretty easy explanation.
There's a character on there from the future who keeps calling one of the characters grandma because that's his grandma in the future.
Yeah.
Done.
I mean, I would say, look, for whatever reason, I think it's like the production quality. I just generally don't enjoy like TV superhero shows.
Well, they've sort of it's less like they've really leaned into the like, let's just be funny with this, as opposed to like trying to be like Marvel on television.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like they're not trying, it's not like a, it's not like Supergirl or, if anything, it's more like Legends of Tomorrow, which is when it finally realized, you know what? We're not going to be the Flash. We're not going to be Supergirl. We're going to be just crazy. Which is funny because they both involve time traveling superheroes. Well, yep. Time traveling comic book characters.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just go to a time period, absorb everything we can about that time period, or, you know, that, you know, all the cliches about that time period, and make jokes about them.
Yeah. The, I will say, so there have been several times where Agent of Shield's reach definitely exceeded its grasp.
This season or
no,
in general?
Over the course of the show.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Where it's like, you'd see stuff where it's like, ah, oh, if you had a bit more budget, that would look better. but overall, like the fact that they have not been afraid at any point in the show, I think. Well, especially once you hit Civil War, they've not been afraid to make like every season or even half season of the show, which the half seasons really almost started to run like seasons themselves. So it was like you're getting two seasons per season of production.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like there would be arcs in them and they'd be fairly well self-contained, but like the consequences from one arc might carry over to the other, or like characters might like reappear like an arc or two later.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the whole show is worth a watch. Clark Gregg, the guy who plays Coulson, is fantastic. Dude does a great job of, so he carries like the gravitas of the show, like when the show gets dark, but he's also like, he's dry. So he's like snarky and quippy, but like super dry about it too. Like he was in the movies. And like, I feel like he does a great job of kind of being like the warm beating heart of the show. And I think they did a really good job with the rest of the characters too. Like, I think Daisy carries the stupid stick too often, Tim, but.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, she started off as like impulsive. So it's just more of like, you keep expecting her to grow out of it, but it's just sort of like, yeah, okay. She's impulsive. Like we've learned this about her already.
I don't know how they're going to resolve the season though. I mean, maybe they've just given up on trying to fit into the actual Marvel timeline, mm-hmm. but I'm like, they've fucked up so many things in this timeline. And this is the last season. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. Just like wipe ourselves from existence at the end. So none of this happened. Like, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's time travel involved. So, you know, like that is the ultimate machina for the Deus Ex from.
So this is, you're on season 7 now.
Yes, I think so.
Sounds okay. Right. So the only way to watch it now is like if you're watching it as it airs.
I feel like ABC.com or whatever, like the ABC app will probably have it.
Oh. Hmm. All right. I mean, I have a lot of stuff. Like, I've been watching The West Wing. I started watching Better Call Saul. I'm on Umbrella Academy. So there's like so many things I got to get through before I make it to that probably.
Yep.
You piece of shit.
But speaking of superheroes on TV, ish, I guess, technically, sort of. Because HBO Max, because I get that as just an automatic upgrade now, thanks to having signed up for HBO through Comcast.
Oh, Moonwalker might be on there for you because it's Warner Brothers. So you might not have to spend the $2 to rent it.
All right.
Why don't you check that out?
Still not gonna, but thank you.
You just get check it out.
But what I will say, definitely not for the kids, but
check it out.
Doom Patrol, I'm like 5 or 6 episodes into that. Doom Patrol is fantastic. If you like your comic book weird and sarcastic and a little fucked up, it'd be like Guardians of the Galaxy if everyone was kind of depressed.
Not really selling me on it.
Well, that's kind of bad. You probably didn't watch Legion either.
Negative.
Legion was fucking great. It's very meta, like literally from the opening introduction. One of the characters is narrating it. Well, it's Alan Tudyk, Alan Tudyk starts off the first episode narrating the stuff that happened to him in the past. And he's like, as the narrator, he's aware that he's also a character within the story and that he's addressing an audience, which later, like, there's reasons for this, but, yeah, like the show definitely leans into the fact that like one of the main characters is aware that there's a TV show going on.
All right. So that's an enthusiastic thumbs up for Doom Patrol from Andy.
Yes, it is.
And that is a whole lot of content for this week. So let's wrap it up.
Okay. Not even going to talk about the president trying to move the election because fuck that guy.
We're not. Nope, yeah. We're not.
No, no, I'm saying.
No, yeah. So this week.
This week, Noah.
Fuck, what should you not trust? So many things, I feel like.
Nope. No reason to stretch this out. Just sort of say something and move on.
Maybe don't trust Trump not to try to fuck up our democracy.
I mean, there's always that. There's always that. Never trust robots in a mall.
In the 80s.
Anytime.
Or in a lighthouse.
Not today, expecting a coherent plot from Michael Jackson in the mid-80s.
This week, I can't say what I hate so much as I can describe it with... and Donald Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. But you know what? I hated the tooth work less than I hate Donald Trump.
Still, was that the tooth drill you were describing?
Yes.
Oh, that... I feel like that didn't sound as the same as the last time you described the tooth drill. Like, that sounded like it was... Bruce Willis trying to get to the core of that asteroid.
I mean, it felt like it. There was a part where they switched to like a much like knobbier burling or whatever on the drill. And the knobbier version, like I could feel that vibration all the way down in my soul, or the hole where my soul should be. The soul hole.
Better whole soul.
Yep.
All right. We did it.